Senator Bert Stedman says the new 90-day session was great in terms of spending more time home with family, but when it came to working on anything beyond the basic operating and capital budgets, the shortened session, he says, may have been too short.
What we found is a lot of the legislative work was kind of subpar when it left committees and stuff because of the time crunch. Also, we spent quite a bit of time last summer getting ready for the 90-day session, in particular dealing with the school funding. So, you know, in, I guess in a nutshell, we can do it in 90 days, but doesn't leave us a lot of time to deal with some of the agency issues. So I don't know if we'll, you know, continue doing 90 days or go back to 120.
The co-chair of the Senate Finance Committee says that will be a conversation for the future. Still, he says the legislature's bipartisan approach accomplished a lot, to say the least. Almost every item on his wish list was taken care of, including the passage of a record $2.7 billion capital budget. He admits the budget is large. He figures it's in the state's top six, but he says Alaska can afford it. In addition to spending, the legislature was able to sock away $5 billion. Stedman says when there's enough surplus oil revenue to do that, the state has an obligation to fairly fund communities.
You know, we have the ability, and we're fortunate enough, where we can help the community, the state can help the communities and still have substantial savings. And this year is a good example where we put $5 billion away. That's a lot of money, $5 billion. Our operating account is a little over $4 billion a year, and we will have roughly $9 to $10 billion in savings. We can take a heck of a revenue cut and still deliver the goods and services to the state without having, you know, large reductions and impact the economy.
Stedman represents Senate District A, which includes Sitka, Ketchikan, Petersburg, Wrangell, and a number of smaller southeast communities. He helped secure $168 million in capital funding for his district. That figure includes close to $130 million in new spending on state and local projects, $41 million in transportation bonds, and $3 million in projects vetoed by the governor last summer. Stedman says the previously vetoed projects should be protected. The governor has promised not to axe them again, but whether the new projects will survive her veto pen remains to be seen. He says he was strategic in building the district's capital requests.
The governor wanted a concentration on health, life, safety. And I don't necessarily agree with that tight of a constraint, but I tried to fit it within the or the district I represent. So we had a concentration on roads, dams, and fire halls. We tried to spread the economic activity out throughout the district.
Some of the bigger items include fire stations in Ketchikan, Petersburg, and Hollis, water treatment improvements in Wrangell, remediation funds for Ketchikan's Schoenbar Middle School, and expanding Sitka's Blue Lake hydroelectric facility. Stedman also shifted some projects into the transportation bond package, again in the interest of veto protection. These include the completion of Wrangell's Heritage Harbor, repaving Mitkov Highway in Petersburg, and Phase 3 of Sitka's Sawmill Creek Road upgrade. The governor has no veto power over the bond package. It's up to the voters whether it will go through. Moving away from capital projects, Stedman claims a number of other victories. He calls the three-legged stool some of the most important work to come out of this session. That's rewriting the student formula to make education funding more equitable for rural communities, pooling the PERS and TERS retirement system, and reinstating municipal revenue sharing. He says those three pieces of legislation alone will lift a huge financial burden off communities.
You know, that is real cash flow impacts at the local level. And you're hearing it at the school boards, and you're hearing that at the different councils and assemblies. Frankly, there would have been school systems that went bankrupt and communities that would have went bankrupt, you know, while the state hoarded, you know, revenue.
Stedman says the legislature also made good progress on funding the Alaska Marine Highway. $25 million was added to the operating budget, and $75 million went into replacement reserves for new ferries. That's a big accomplishment in a political climate that often seems hostile to Southeast's marine transportation needs. Stedman says it's not everything he wanted, but it's a start.
I'm hoping that the marine highway system will improve over time. I'm confident that the new deputy commissioner is far more experienced and has a better understanding of the system and how it works and how it should work than the last two admirals of the fleet we had. So I'm confident that we're going to make some improvements there. More optimistic today than I was 2 weeks ago.
Southern Southeast's Inter-Island Ferry Authority received $500,000 in funding for maintenance and debt service. Stedman says the IFA needs to be a viable entity. Stedman is also proud of an energy bill that will invest $50 million a year for the next 5 years into renewable energy. Still, he would like to see more funding for Southeast Hydro, and he wants to see the completion of the Southeast Electrical Intertie.
You know, as we go forward the next several years and there's this huge energy independence move across the state, we want to make sure that Southeast Hydro is not left out.
One of Stedman's biggest legislative priorities that went nowhere was the so-called Bridge to Nowhere, the bridge linking Ketchikan to its Gravina Island Airport. That did not get funding. Stedman says he hasn't given up.
I think it's pretty clear to everybody that the expensive alternative, the preferred alternative at $350 to $400 million is not going to get built. DOT made that clear 2 years ago or thereabouts, and that an alternative down at $250 million can be built. But, we need support from the administration, and we need support from DOT, and we need the funding.
But for now, Stedman is home in Sitka, enjoying family, and traveling around his district, attending special events. In June, it's back to Juneau for a special legislative session on the natural gas pipeline. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Melissa Marconi-Wenzel.